Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the list, and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is Fightful Wrestling. It's August 31st. You're watching The List and your boy. We got Jimmy Van here. Slap a thumbs up on this video. Subscribe. All that good stuff. Interviews with Swerve from Will Washington and Grapsody coming up this week. We got an interview with the Good Brothers. Probably their last one they did before they their deals expired with Impact Wrestling. And we've got a loaded weekend for you. Just the most loaded wrestling weekend I can remember in a very long time. Clash at the Castle, AEW, All Out. We'll be telling you more about that. Jimmy, what's up?
How are you, Sean Ross Sapp?
By the way, get in your super chats. Get in your Humper Chats. We would greatly appreciate that. Humperchats.com. It allows you to leave your question or statement either before we go on the air or while we're on the air. Jimmy, what's up?
I'm good. It is a newsworthy podcast today, Sean. Today is a newsworthy one, and you're going to enjoy what's to come. First thing that I want to do is I want to give a shout out to Jeremy Lambert for inspiring an official AEW t-shirt. I thought it was bullshit when Sean sent me the picture.
I'm going to send it to everybody. And then some of the references here. So I had gotten the heads up that this was going to happen.
Oh,
like, actually, the AEW account reached out to Jeremy a couple weeks ago and said, what episode is this from? Because Jeremy's the one who uses it all the time. And here it is.
I can't believe that's real.
A shop AEW shirt. And I saw people that didn't get the bit, and I understand it. Unless you're a regular viewer, not even a Fightful, but our social media, you might not get it. But Jeremy intentionally headlines articles like this, specifically ones like this, with this picture. Brian Danielson, when I eat an apple, I'm essentially eating tree sperm. Most fruits are semen. Brian Danielson, the locker room is the boys talking about flaccid penises. It's a blast. Brian Danielson on bullying allegations. I come into the locker room hot. I'm not going to be soft. And then Brian Danielson is sex and a really good listener who has thought about faking his own death.
I think Jeremy also on August 1st actually tweeted that they should make a t-shirt with that photo, I believe.
Yes.
So they did it. I thought it was fake. It's real.
Uh-oh, special guest. My big announcement, Jimmy. He's here to take his victory lap.
Oh, is he?
I'm going to cover up his face.
That's fair.
He's here to take his victory lap, and I think he deserves it, Jimmy.
Jeremy Lambert, if you don't get a cut of that shirt.
Isn't that a conflict of interest?
Yeah, I'll let it go. This one time I'll let it go. Because I want to see Ryan Barkin from Pro Wrestling Tees and or Tony Khan cut you a check for that shirt. So... This is one time where I will turn a blind eye because you deserve it. That was totally your idea.
Thank you. Yes, it was. I heard Sean tell a little bit of the story, so I'm not going to retell that or anything. But I didn't know when they were when it was actually going to be released. So I saw it on Reddit first, and Reddit is putting us over, which is hilarious. Oh, yeah.
About time.
Yeah. So yeah, it's cool. I don't want like a cut or anything. Can I just get like an autograph Danielson version of that?
Okay, cool. I'll take the cut. Ryan Bark and Tony Khan. I'll take the cut.
What a mark. I got told a couple weeks ago, yeah, we should probably make a shirt about that. And I thought it was like just that, like a kind of thing that somebody says. And then maybe like a couple days later, Jeremy got the message from AEW. Yeah. That was like, what episode is this?
I had to keep it from people too. Like the only, I didn't want to like go around like AEW is going to do this shirt. AEW is going to do this shirt. The fiance knew and that was it. And she was very excited. But it is hilarious. It is.
It's amazing. It is. I thought it was a joke. I hope he wears it on television. I hope he does.
Oh, it's not organic, so he probably won't.
Yeah,
they have an organic version. They have an organic version.
Yeah, I saw that on the dropdown actually.
Yes,
yeah.
If you click on the dropdown, you can order an organic.
Let's go! Dynamite is appointment viewing tonight.
Yeah, he better wear that damn shirt. You better.
I don't care what happens on Dynamite tonight. Hulk Hogan can come out there and take a dump in the middle of the ring. If Bryan Danielson wears that shirt, that's the thumbnail. That's the thumbnail.
It's going to be very fascinating. Very fascinating. Well, good for you, man. Can we move on from the shirt now?
God.
Oh, man. Look at Jimmy just immediately kicking me off. Yes.
No, I got stuff. I got
huge announcements.
I know.
That's why I tuned in. I tuned in for the huge announcements. Oh, but I saw you talking the shirt off top. And so I decided to jump in. So get to the huge announcements. Good luck. Happy belated birthday, Sean.
And congratulations, Jeremy Lambert.
On the shirt or getting
absolutely
married?
Absolutely, on the shirt. Well, on everything. Getting married, too.
That's something. Are you doing pyro? Are you sending pyro for the wedding? You know, the big...
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, we want big pyro.
Let's kick Jeremy and get going here.
Sorry, Jeremy.
All right. I want to do one quick thing before we get to the announcement. I want to give my my weekly plug for knowyournews.com quick. We can monetize YouTube now. That means that I'm going to start doing my podcast live on Thursday, starting next Thursday, September 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Know Your News is all about weird news, stupid news. My guest on KYN tonight, Sean, have you ever talked to Gabby Laspiza?
Yeah, I have.
She is awesome.
Gave her a ride from, I think, the All Out venue to somewhere, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
So Gabby Laspiza from Busted Open Radio, she was my guest on Know Your News tonight this week. She is a spitfire. I liked her instantly. Because she's full of sass, doesn't take any shit, and I like that. So she was my guest on KYN tonight. Greg Cherry and Jarrett Bailey do Unsportsmanlike on Mondays about the weird of sport. Alex Pulaski and Kate Elizabeth do Get the Flick Out of Here. Currently on Thursdays, they are reviewing the movie Multiplicity this week. And I got two new podcasts coming with names that you might recognize. So stay tuned. KnowYourNews.com and YouTube.com/KnowYourNews.
Is that the big announcement, Jimmy?
Not the big announcement. Are you ready for the big announcement?
Well, based on what I see right now on the StreamYard, I'm not liking the direction of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Surprise!
So Joel, way to wait for a cue, Joel Pearl. I basically tell Joel, here's what we're going to do. Joel just completely ignores me and does it his way.
What possible big announcement could involve Joel Pearl?
Okay, so Joel is here to help with the announcement, and I'm going to explain it, and then here's the situation. So I have always said that I consider Fightful to be a collaborative effort between myself and Sean Ross Sapp. I created it, and I funded it, but Sean was instrumental in building it, and my vision always was for Fightful to be the top destination for breaking news in pro wrestling, and I feel like now in 2022, we are there. And credit to Sean Ross Sapp for getting that done. This year, if you can believe it, Sean, we are celebrating 6 years of Fightful.com already. Yeah. And we are celebrating 4 years of Fightful Select, which is far and away the biggest sort of pro wrestling Patreon in the
universe. Yeah, I do have calendars.
I know you do. Good for you. So 4 years of that. But this week, we're celebrating something else.
this week.
Labor Day.
Well, that's actually not till I think next Monday. No, this week we're celebrating the birthday of Sean Ross Sapp.
Oh boy.
And so I told Sean Ross Sapp that I had an announcement, but I was actually lying. I don't have an announcement. I have a surprise. But I knew that if I told Sean Ross Sapp that I had a surprise, given the timing, he might figure it out. And so I bullshitted and I said that I had an announcement. Oh, what geez. I am going to present to you right now, Sean Ross Sapp, is the sequel to the birthday video produced for you in 2018. Now, I'm going to warn you, it's a little bit lengthy. It's over 9 minutes in length.
Nine minutes.
What did I tell you, Joel?
Nine minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to have no viewers.
Oh, no. We're going to have lots of viewers because this video is loaded with fun and surprises. And I know.
You got it.
You are going to love it. I know you're going to love it. And I know you're probably going to get emotional, even though you're going to no sell it. You're going to love it. And so, Joel Pearl, without further ado, let's take a look.
Happy birthday, pal.
Once upon a time on the list and your boy.
That where you can get mugs, guest star on shows.
I have to interject. Did you mention the mask? So whether Sean wants to acknowledge it, our video viewers can see that Virgil's got a mask on back there. Whether or not Sean wants to acknowledge it, one of the primary selling features of Fightful Select membership is, I think it's the $5 tier. You got to stand for 2 or 3 months. You get one of those Sean Ross Sapp masks that have so many uses. It's almost endless, the uses for that thing. And I've been telling Sean, whether you want to admit it or not, that thing is a sell, and that's a draw. And I've seen a lot of photos, Sean. A lot of photos, my friend. It's a draw.
Hey Jimmy, got something I need to expense. These Hulk gloves. You know, the trolls can get a little out of control sometimes, so I gotta be able to defend myself.
Hi, Sean.
Hello, Bubba. I know how much you hate this voice. I know how much you hate Linda, so I decided I would do the voice as you. Because what better birthday present is there than to give you me as yourself?
It could only get better by adding to one's face.
That's right. And so also, we've decided that in honor of your birthday this year, we're going to give you the week off and in no more ad reads. Now it's just going to be me. So here we go. So if your penis is soft, try the Bluetooth. Nord, you gotta have the Nord. The people are looking at you and they're finding all the things that you do. They got your IP address. They got them all of them. They got your IP address. So you need the Nord. Anyway, happy birthday, Jonathan. I know how much you hate this, so that's why we did it. Happy birthday, Sean. We love you.
Happy birthday!
What about this Nespresso coffee maker? Yeah, I know that I don't drink coffee, but, somebody will. I think it's a valid expense.
Hey, everybody. Sean Ross Sapp here. We're going to need $5 from each and every one of you. FightfulSelect.com.
Scoops. Scoops and shit. Get you some scoops. Come over to Fightful. Fightful Select. Subscribe.
Subscribe. $5. Just playing. It's your boys here at Grap City, Will Washington.
Phil Lindsay.
Yep, it's your boy Righteous Reg, Media Man.
And we're here to wish our boy Sean Ross Sapp a very, very happy birthday. Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Shout out to SRS.
Shout out SRS. I make them shiver, their knees get weak. Whenever I'm around, they see me walk. They hear me talk.
Hey, Jimmy Van, what about these child monitors? I got a lot of cats, Jimmy. I gotta watch the cats.
Hot dog, time to get up and get some scoops. You are pet wall Jesus. It's time to bring some scoops. I'm the greatest dirt sheet boy ever. Gee golly, I'm hungry. Time to eat some leather. My God, I wish I could be as cool as Hollywood Salcedo. Oh, my balls still hurt from the time that she hit me in the penis. I think I should do some karaoke. Don't go messing with country boy, country boy, country boy. Don't go messing with country boy, country boy, country boy.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeehaw! What a great day! Happy birthday, Sean. I hope you have an awesome day.
Okay, Jimmy, this is a legitimate expense. What about a rocking horse? This could be the official mascot of Fightful, Jimmy.
Hey, everybody. It's me, SRS, the second best wrestling interviewer on YouTube. Because it's me, Austin.
Sean, I hope that you have an amazing birthday and that it's filled with a beautiful birthday cake. All kinds of candles on it, but to wait just a little bit too long to blow them out. And the wax from those candles starts to drip on every single piece of cake. You go to bite into it, you get a taste of wax with every single bite. Happy birthday, buddy!
All right, Jimmy, how about I expense this Dyson vacuum? I gotta keep my place clean, Jimmy. Gotta do it for select subscribers.
What's going on, guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with my co-host, Denise Salcedo. And Denise, what kind of big fat shits are you taking today?
Just kidding. Nobody's taking big fat shits because it's your birthday, Sean Ross Sapp. On behalf of both Erica and I, a big happy birthday to you.
Ain't your heart out, girl!
Happy birthday, Sean Ross Sapp.
Sean Ross Sapp, happy birthday. I was told to put on this mask by, you know, I don't even have to tell you who told me to put on this mask, but, you know, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Jimmy ever makes me wear this.
All right, what about this one, Jimmy? This plush piggy bank. It's a bank and it's a piggy. It's so cute.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here, and I would be wishing Sean Ross Sapp a happy birthday, but I'm gonna need $5 for that little mark to get the privilege. Actually, it's me. It's Luke Owen from WrestleTalk. I had you fooled for a second, though, didn't I? Happy birthday, Sean. Genuinely one of my favorite people on this planet. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you over the last few years, and I cannot wait to get to know you a little bit more over the next few. I hope you have a great day. I hope everyone treats you well. And while you're at it, go subscribe to Fightful Select. Love you, dude.
Jimmy, this is a legitimate expense. This Spider-Man bike. I need my cardio, Jimmy. Gotta be in shape, Jimmy. This is important.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Happy birthday, man. Hope you have a great one.
Hello, Sean. This is RJ City. I'm a big fan of yours and all that typing. Oh, we got a scoop for you coming shortly. It's behind a paywall, and then no one signs up for it. You don't have to put anything up behind the paywall. And then you pay Brandon Thurston to fudge the Patreon numbers. I know how this routine works. I used to bet on horses, my friend. I just wanted to tell you, I want you to have the happiest birthday, and that I'm not going to really see too much of you anymore. We're not going to do any interviews. We've done our last one. I'm co-hosting a podcast now with El Dandy, and it's called Isn't That a Dandy? And I'm going to guide him through his career and also on the modern business. And he's got some hot takes that you're not going to like. We have news. We have scoops. And don't be a dandy, because there already is one. We're workshopping it anyway. Happy birthday.
This is so stupid. You know who this is? Yes. But you didn't know when I got the mask.
Now I know.
Now you know.
Stupid face.
We gotta take it off now.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
We get paid for this? This is dumb. Can we sell these things? You think like Bret Hart did this with like Meltzer masks back in the day?
Yes.
You know who Dave Meltzer is?
All right, Jimmy. This is a legitimate expense. I mean, I am the Dong Lord. I am the respected journalist. And so we really need to expense a second Fightful Championship belt. Because everybody knows that I am the Fightful Champion, legitimately, right? No. This is where I draw the line. Sean knows who the real Fightful Champion truly is. Happy birthday, Sean Rossap. Hope it was a good one. Until next time, we're out.
Awesome job. Awesome. I know you love it. I know you're a little misty right now. I know
I'm not
you
misty.
Are.
I'm not at all. Okay. Not at all.
Okay.
But it was very, very nice. That means a lot.
So I always gotta ask you, did you have any inkling at all that I was doing this?
Nobody mentioned this to me whatsoever.
In fact, awesome.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I want to give a few post video notes on this while you collect yourself. He's misty. I know
that
my eyes
itchy. Like,
yeah, your eyes itchy.
Because I need to expense my upcoming medical bills for this eye itchiness.
Yeah. What is this salty discharge? So the first thing that I was going to say is,
whoa, buddy,
I'm talking about your eyes, Sean. Yeah, talk about your eyes. First thing that I want to say is that version of Shawn Michaels' entrance music, it was performed by the band It Lives, It Breathes. They did an excellent job of that cover. You can find them on youtube.com/itlivesitbreathes or facebook.com/weareilib. So check out It Lives, It Breathes. I also want to put over my video editor, Robert Bull. He's the one that put that together. He's my editor with Know Your News. And he put that together and he did an amazing job. I spent 2 months, Sean, 2 months collaborating these videos. I did all of that myself, with the exception of RJ City, which Joel got at the Greektown Wrestling Show.
I just edited that interview, actually, or I edited what he sent to me, added an ad to it. Yeah.
Right. Yes. So he got him at the Greektown Wrestling Show, but everything else I collaborated with myself. And Alex and Kate, I had to edit out like 2 minutes of theirs.
Oh, I'm shocked. The people that I said, can you keep it under 2 hours?
Yes. So I will release the full one. I'll show you the full one and we'll probably put it on YouTube or something, but
we got a clips channel, Fightful Scraps, youtube.com/Fightful Scraps, a bunch of interview clips. I'm sure we'll have stuff that goes on our TikTok at Fightful.com. So go check that out as well. That means an awful lot to me. You know, I love stuff like that. And
I knew you would.
Online experience isn't always a positive one. So seeing things like that is, it means an awful lot to me.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
I was going to say, I knew something was up when Joel Pearl showed up. Like what are you going to do? Pearl. Tell me that Joel Pearl is the consortium and like he now owns. Like, first off, does he get Jeremy's cut of Fightful? Because Jeremy owns part of Fightful is what I read.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what, that Lambert guy. Yeah, that Lambert guy. Yeah. You got to love Joel Pearl. I said to him, okay, Joel, so I'm going to mention your name on screen and that's your cue. But Joel's just like, boom.
I will say this. If Alex and Kate want to do a 2-hour show where they just praise me, then I won't complain if they go over time on that. But, you know, by the way, guys, they'll have a Fightful Select review of All Out and Clash at the Castle. So FightfulSelect.com. And I know some of you might be going, well, I don't want to get charged on the first day of the month if I subscribe today. You don't anymore. We've got anniversary billing in effect. So if that ever kept you from doing it, no worries. For new subscribers, whenever you get billed, that's the day that you get billed each month. We're so happy that that happened or that they finally instituted that. But I got to get my plugs in. You know I got to get my plugs in. But Denise gave me so much meme material to use. Like, I don't take pictures. So all of Instagram for the next 3 weeks is going to be people wearing masks of me. I mean,
you know, Denise hit me up yesterday. She goes, what time are you showing that? Because I don't want to miss it.
Oh boy.
So she's watching.
Oh, I bet she hasn't woken up yet. It's you expect her to wake up at the crack of noon to watch this?
For that, yes, absolutely I do. Absolutely I do.
My God.
Yep.
Do we have any wrestling to talk about? Oh,
we
got Christian saying, will anyone on Fightful YouTube do a show of Worlds Collide? You know, that's probably something I should ask Kate and Alex, honestly.
Yeah, special start time too, 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, it's just that will carry over into AEW All Out. So I'll let them sort of decide their schedule on that because, you know, that might be a lot going on there. But ideally, yeah, the card is exceptional. It is exceptional, as is this show. Make sure you guys send super chats, humper chats. I would greatly appreciate that. But I'm full of appreciation today, Jimmy. Chris Rain sends a very generous one and says that video was awesome. Happy birthday, Sean. You know, it never gets old to hear people say nice stuff about you.
Of course, of course. And you know, I was joking with Joel about, do you think he's going to tear up? Think he is? Because, yeah, I know you. I know you. Sean tries to
You've
be
never
this...
seen me cry. What are you talking about?
That's not true. What? That's not true. When I did the first one 4 years ago, you were on the air wiping tears trying to know
no,
something.
No, I wasn't.
Yes,
no,
you
I
were. Wasn't. Okay, I'm going to link it back from the Twitter account.
Okay,
yeah, you were.
Do
yeah,
it. You were. Do yeah. it then. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That didn't happen. Yeah, listen, yeah. I'll tell you what. If we get to 10,000 Fightful Select subscribers, that will definitely have me crying. What? Things that will happen at 10,000. Uh-huh. Jimmy claims I said I'd shave my head. That was actually at 20,000.
Oh, you said for 10.
No, I said for 10. But Denise tentatively agreed to release her Braun Breaker interview, which she thinks is the worst that she's ever done. Will Washington said he will show feet at 10,000. That's right. He said he will show feet at 10,000. And I'm sure we'll have some other stuff going on.
Is that related to your cameo request?
I mean, it's just in general, people like feet, I guess.
Damn. I guess I should actually give props to Will Washington. So Will, somehow the mask that I sent Will got destroyed.
Oh no.
And so Grapsity, they were the last guys to get the video in because Will's mask got destroyed.
Cause they were too busy racially profiling me with those accents. That's why. That
did you hear Denise didn't.
Okay, the Denise one is so past the point of parody.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know I don't sound like that, but I love how ridiculous it is. Uh-huh. Eating leather? Like, that sounds like a cartoon character.
Well, I ended up sending Will the image file. And if you watch back that video, you'll see that he was wearing, like, paper with scotch tape. And he basically tore it off because that's what he had. But he made it work. So I guess we should talk some wrestling, right?
We should, after I tell people, that they can check out NordVPN.com/Fightful. I don't want any interruptions through the rest of this show. We're talking wrestling straight to the end. But NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you out a lot this weekend. Maybe you want AEW Plus. Maybe you want to get UFC pay-per-views much more affordably. Maybe you miss the WWE Network. NordVPN.com/Fightful not only does all that with making you change your virtual location with just one click, it shows you that Melissa isn't doing her job in updating graphics, because it's not 1 month free. It's 4 months free that you get now. Not only that, a 30-day money-back guarantee. Jimmy probably wishes he had that on Melissa right now, who didn't update this graphic.
I'm going to Skype her right now. I'm going to Skype her right now.
Oh, she's watching. She's in the chat. She's in the chat saying, if you don't get me a litter robot, I'll make you cry. Jimmy, did I or did I not attempt to buy her a litter robot?
I thought you did.
Nope. I was trying to. It wouldn't let me because of the change in country. Well, maybe with NordVPN.com/Fightful, I'll make that happen. But
you realize I live here, right? If you had told me, I could have got it done for you.
I did tell you. Anyway, here's what Melissa said. I want Jimmy to buy it for me, not you. That's what she said to me.
I want a screenshot of that. Screenshot.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, I will. But anyway, NordVPN.com/Fightful also gives you that threat protection. It allows you to block online trackers, block annoying pop-up ads, and malware. And it works on all your devices. The fastest VPN in the world. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I use this every day. Let's see.
By the way, she said she already sent the overlay.
Did she?
That's what she said.
I don't see it. She said, let me find it 1 second. Well, if you need to find it, you didn't send it. Jimmy, we got wrestling to talk about. By the way, guys, if you don't feel satisfied with this show, just because everybody, you know, is mad because of my birthday, I bet. We have the list goes on in Fightful Select right after this.
If anybody didn't find that video entertaining, then you probably shouldn't be watching this podcast. But let's talk about a big week in pro wrestling. We've got Clash of the Castle on Saturday. We got All Out on Sunday. We have Worlds Collide on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, according to WrestleTix, for Clash of the Castle, they have distributed 62,600 tickets. The capacity is 67,580. So they're doing pretty well. All Out on Sunday, according to WrestleTix, they've distributed 8,370 tickets about there. Capacity is about 9,200. Right now, it feels like a tale of two different shows with Clash of Castle, WWE, and All Out. There's been a lot of talk, of course, about backstage issues in AEW and CM Punk and Sammy Guevara and Eddie Kingston. AEW, as of right now, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time on August 31st, they haven't officially announced the main event for All Out 4 days from now, which is not great. A lot of the card was just announced last week.
Oh, I had to push back the prediction show. I was going to film it today with Ella J.
Right.
We're going to film it Thursday. It'll be up early for Fightful Select subscribers. It'll be up Friday for everybody else. But we don't know the main event. And I was like, well, I can't run the prediction show if we don't know the main event.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it feels like there is a momentum shift that's happened a bit since Triple H took over creative with WWE. WWE has seen an increase in their television viewership. They've seen an increase in the key demo rating. Every TV taping as of late is either a sellout or a near sellout. And storyline-wise, to me, my opinion, WWE is head and shoulders above AEW right now in terms of creative. And just when you look at Raw on Monday, just storyline, I'm not talking in-ring, they had Rhea Ripley Dominic, which I've never been a fan of intergender wrestling, Sean. I want to see that match. I want Rhea Ripley to beat the ever-loving shit out of Dominic Mysterio, and I want her to kick him to NXT. But that's an interesting match to me. Kurt Angle in the Alpha Academy. How refreshing was it that they had a legend in his hometown and they didn't embarrass him?
I loved it. You know what I mean? It was good, harmless fun.
It was. And Seth Rollins, Matt Riddle, the whole takeoff of the Jon Jones, Daniel Cormier post-interview stuff. Mm-hmm. Mentioning the divorce and the kids, I thought that was good. That's a matchup that I'm interested in seeing.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Cannot wait to see that.
And the bloodline stuff, especially with Sami Zayn, the Usos, Kevin Owens. You just know Sami and Kevin, they're going to win those belts from the Usos, and the crowd is going to eat it up. In terms of storyline-based stuff right now, AEW is just far behind, in my opinion. What's your opinion?
As far as AEW getting buzz, I think that right now it is lacking. Well, okay. I should say that in like unanimously positive buzz, Because let me tell you, we sold a whole hell of a lot more subscriptions off of AEW news over the last 2 weeks than we have anything. Between the Punk Hangman stuff, between the Rosa Britt stuff, between the Moxley Punk match, like Eddie Kingston and Sammy Guevara. It's just, are those good reasons? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Does it mean that AEW is coming apart at the seams? No, it doesn't. People are going to have issues.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like that, I liked Bobby Fish's comment today. He was like, man, me and Dax got into it. It was heated. We worked together. Everything was fine. I had a lot of people saying, well, why didn't we know about Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker for a long time? Because like if they had this heat, well, they worked with each other. They were pros. They worked with each other. And that's that. People just, you don't like everybody you work with. So that's the kind of buzz that AEW is getting right now. However, some of these tweets that Tony Khan's putting out, and I want to address one right now that Joel Wood sent in a super chat about, sort of lends maybe some positivity to that. Tony says the roster will be the strongest it's ever been. Fans will need to watch All Out to find out what he means. Do you think he's talking about new signings? If so, have you heard any ideas? He could mean a lot of things by this. He could mean a new signing. He could mean that the Undisputed Era are coming back from injury, because they have, at no point, Jimmy, have they had a 100% healthy roster, even at the top of the card. So there's a lot of things he could mean by that. I do think that AEW is right now struggling to maybe get, also there's the MJF rumors, etc., but they are struggling to get some unanimously positive stuff. I saw the tweet that Tony Khan put out and said, like, oh, we have a change of fortunes or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
But I mean, right now, WWE is garnering buzz by bringing back people who aren't necessarily internet darlings here. Like Sam Shaw, Dexter Lumis was never that. Karrion Kross was never that. Mm-hmm. Johnny was, absolutely. Hit Row, those three were never that. Mm-hmm. But they make sense. You got to have people that fill out the card. And not only that, with the exception of this past Monday's main event, it's just basic logic. And that's something that has been objectively lacking in WWE for such a long time, Jimmy.
Long time. Yep.
The fact that we are at a spot where WWE is increasing viewership by 200,000 to 300,000 viewers just because their shit makes sense. Because that's what we want. Like if a show just makes sense, I'm probably going to like it if it's wrestling. I want to like wrestling anyway. So, I mean, 9 times out of 10, if I tune into a wrestling show and it doesn't insult my intelligence and there's some common sense things, they do some basic things to move along, I'm going to be buzzed about it. I'm going to be excited about it because that's what I want. I want to watch wrestling. So I feel like AEW sort of lost some of that allure of, oh, they all get along, everything creatively is okay. And WWE added quite a bit of that, and they're at a bit of a crossroads right now. Do I think that anything is permanent? No, I don't. I want to see how everything works out. And AEW objectively has like really great pay-per-views. So I'll see how it works.
Well, I want to put this in perspective with respect to numbers, because the numbers are pretty telling. So about a year ago at this time, so September of 2021, you know, Punk's coming back to wrestling, whatever. Dynamite at that time a year ago was actually matching Raw in the 18 to 49 demo, which is almost stunning to think about now, but they were matching them in the demo. And that's of the utmost importance to networks and to sponsors. Both shows were doing between a 0.45 and a 0.5. And they were both doing between 700,000 viewers a week in the key demo. Now you fast forward a year later, and now Dynamite's doing between a 0.3 and a 0.35 and about 425,000 viewers on average in that demo. Raw's doing between a 0.55 and a 0.6, upwards of 800,000 viewers. They're basically doubling Dynamite now.
Oh, I spoke to a lot of USA Network sources over the last month about their feelings on the direction. I didn't have one person that's like, oh, we're bummed about this. For all the the faux concerns that were put out there, oh, USA Network has had a long relationship with Vince McMahon. Well, yeah, they also know how much they paid for this damn show. And when it's hitting 1.6, 1.7, they don't think that it's they don't care about the excuses. They want to see the numbers go up. And this is the first time, Jimmy, since before the pandemic that Raw has drawn 2 million viewers three times in a month on average.
Consistently. Yeah.
The first time since before the pandemic.
Right.
So, I mean, they've got to feel good about that, because at some point USA Network did not think that these numbers would return to pre-pandemic. They thought that this would be kind of like the new normal. Meanwhile, AEW, for whatever reason you want to chop it up, their numbers did increase from the pandemic. You can say it's because they didn't have competition. But again, TNT don't care. They don't care about the competition, anything like that. They care about their numbers being up. And AEW's had went up since the start of the pandemic. WWE's had went down. And now we're seeing that reach a bit of a crossroads as well.
Yeah, I never would have thought a year ago when you saw the momentum that AEW had, because they brought back Punk. They signed Bryan Danielson. They signed Adam Cole. They had all this momentum. Darby Allin was red hot with Sting then, and MJF was red hot, and Sammy Guevara was red hot, and most recently Wardlow was red hot. And now it feels like they've all cooled off. And I never would have thought a year ago, when they were basically, you know, neck and neck in the key demo, that Raw would now be doubling Dynamite. And that's exactly what's happened. AEW right now, and I know that the AEW loyalists don't want to hear this, but it's reality. Right now, they're just not in the same ballpark as WWE. Yeah. And so I'm going to be very curious what happens with, you know, Punk and Moxley and like you said, people coming back. And the storylines, I think, really need help too. But you're right. The pay-per-views are typically pretty good, and they typically do pretty strong numbers. So I'm going to be curious as to what happens, you know. But and also, like you said, like should Tony Khan be worried? No. No, like that's a ludicrous thing to say. They're 1-3 every week on cable. Last week they were number one again, so they're always top three on cable on Wednesday night. They're still drawing pretty good houses. Their pay per view numbers are still good. They're not going anywhere, but there's definitely a momentum shift over the last year, very noticeable.
Reminder, guys, get in your super chats or your humper chats. You can leave a humper chat even before we go on the air over at humperchats.com. Joel Wood also says, what Triple H is doing is essentially like a sports team in free agency. He signed a couple of big-name talent, Johnny, maybe Sasha, and filled it out with role players like Hit Row, Cross, and Loomis. Yes, you have to have people that support those main eventers. I mean, Tito Santana was not a WWF champion. Mr. Perfect was not a WWF champion. Rick Rude was not a WWF champion, but they all filled their roles and had incredibly memorable moments and contributed to that show. Nicholas says, what match will steal the show the whole weekend out of the three pay-per-views? You can only choose one match. I have to go with Seth versus Riddle. I got to go with Ricochet versus Carmelo Hayes at this point. I think that right now that one's going to go absolutely guano crazy and probably steal the show.
I also think that Gunther and Sheamus is going to be great before that crowd. I
can't wait.
Like in front of 62,000 you know, Europeans, because I don't think they're all going to be from England necessarily, but in front of 62,000 Europeans, I think that is going to be a banger in front of that crowd. So I think that's going to be a good one. I want to ask your opinion on a couple of other things related to AEW. And we've talked about some of this stuff before. So one is, do they risk burning out key markets because they overbook them? And again, I'm using WrestleTix because they're pretty accurate with their tickets. So this week they're doing Dynamite tonight, August 31st, and they're doing Rampage on Friday, and they're doing All Out on Sunday. All three events from the Now Arena, just outside Chicago. It used to be that was an automatic sellout or a very quick sellout. That's how it used to be, but it's not now. So according to WrestleTix, All Out is not a sellout. They've got about 8,200 tickets distributed, but it's not sold out. Dynamite, they've got about 6,000 tickets distributed. They're about 2,000 shy of a sellout for Dynamite. Rampage on Friday, they got about 5,200 distributed, and they're about 2,800 tickets shy of a sellout. I feel like they're running the same market too often, and they're getting fatigue. Like, why do you think let me just note, that's still a good number. Like, selling 5,200 tickets, 6,000 tickets is a good number for AEW. But do you think that they're overrunning these venues and they should be spreading it out? Like, why do you think they would book three events in the same venue in the course of a week?
Well, I'll have news on Fightful Select this afternoon about another place they're going back to for a pay-per-view, or at least the rumor. So subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. It's just $5. I do think that they burn it out a little bit, especially when it's spread out like it is. When you go Wednesday, Friday, Sunday,
right?
Boy, that's a long week for a lot of people. Like, I'm not going to Chicago. It's my birthday week, anniversary week, all that. This is the first year I haven't went to All Out because I was like, okay, are there media opportunities? This is spread out an awful lot. Or do I want to just go in for that one day? I mean, that's also a thing that a lot of other people got to kind of look at. And when Jimmy, as of last Wednesday, there were no full matches that were announced for All Out that actually happened. Right. Because the Rosa match didn't happen. The Sammy Eddie match didn't happen. No participants in the other stuff were announced. Now, they did it in a hurry. But, I mean, it does kind of show you that this stuff is coming together much, much quicker. Now they have like 8, 9, 10 matches and all that. And I'm in my head, I'm thinking, damn, why not run 8 and then save 2 for Rampage and 1 for Dynamite and put some of this big stuff on those shows? That way you're pumping up those shows. Now, granted, I don't know what's going to be booked for next week or Rampage, but I can tell you that the problem that I had with being at Rampage in Minnesota was it felt like I didn't need to be there. It felt like I wasn't missing a thing by missing that show. But yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of Rampage, I was going to note that too. To me, this show was dead in the water, Rampage. Yeah. And I know people are going to say bad night, bad time slot, and that's fair. Last Friday, Rampage did a 0.11 rating in the key demo. That is about 1/6 of WWE and about 1/3 of Dynamite. They did about 431,000 total viewers. So not viewers in the demo, total viewers. They were number 22 for the night on cable television. That show is dead in the water. Nobody watches it. They need to change something. Have you heard anything at all about, like, is TNT content with it? Is AEW content with it? Have there been any thoughts about moving it? Like, have you heard anything at all about Rampage?
I mean, nothing about dissatisfaction or anything regarding the show. I mean, I think that TNT probably knows that whatever they put on that late at night on a Friday is probably not going to do outstanding numbers. I don't know about the expenses in relation to other shows. Yep. But I mean, I remember there were people that were like, oh my God, they'd rather show a Big Bang Theory episode as opposed to this. And oh my God, Big Bang Theory gets like $1 billion in syndication. Like that is far more expensive than new AEW programming, where AEW covers their own production costs. So it's not as black and white as some people are pretending. I do want, speaking of networks, I want to address this. Will Trotter says, Vince Russo, really a consultant for USA or just lies? Nobody I talked to had heard anything like that. I can tell you that people I've talked to spoke to other people related to it, and they were like, well, if this person lied to me, I'd be disappointed. And I said, well, all right, I can tell you one thing. WWE didn't know about it based on the people that I talked to, and nobody that I've spoken to at USA has heard of it yet. They don't know about it yet. I can't say it did or didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, Russo has been posting stuff, you know, from time to time, almost like angling for a job with WWE, saying I'm the only one that hasn't gone back. I don't know. Let's dig into the weekend event.
Well, let's dig into these super chats. Okay, sure. Why do you always do this?
Because I don't know when the next one's coming because it's not on the screen.
Because you say something and you go, and now let's dig into. Brett Lockman says, Toronto sold out in minutes. Hell, they underestimated the city. It was weird. Can't wait to see it, though. Jimmy, am I coming in for that?
If it's worth my while, you know,
so the answer is yes. Bear says, I believe Ricochet and Carmelo. I love coming to Toronto. I believe Ricochet and Carmelo Hayes has a chance to be the best match of the entire weekend. Any news of a Bray Wyatt return? Okay. So I've heard some surprising rumblings about Bray Wyatt, but I don't have nearly enough to go on. And it's not what you might think it is. And I hate to be really vague, but I got to give somebody their $5 worth there. And I'm sorry, but I can't responsibly go with it yet. Tom Brady says, am I alone in feeling like Clash feels like a takeover event with not that many matches, but they could all be banger matches? Yeah, I think that every single match booked for a pay-per-view this weekend has the opportunity to be a banger. Like, look up and down those cards. Like, every single one of them looks like it could be good. I can't underscore this enough. This could be one of the best American, well, in UK, in ring, weekends that we've seen for like major companies. I think it could be that good. We've got Brent saying you get United Empire versus the Elite on your birthday. Hope that plus the whole day is awesome. My birthday was yesterday, but you know what? I celebrate nonstop. My wife's is this week. Our anniversary is Sunday as well. So that's why I was like, you know what? For once, I'm not going to go to Chicago for this show. Like I can sit that out, but it is a big week. I got engaged 7 years ago today. So lots of landmarks and milestones there. JJ says, if AEW makes a single penny off Jeremy's shirt or Jeremy's shirt, I'm clashing with TK. I've called Horse Lawyer Girl to look into the matter. Oh, well, we appreciate you looking out for us. Tony says, happy birthday, Sean. WWE is on the upswing for sure, but AEW just got a bunch of major talent back. Everyone the way up, WWE is ahead at this moment. I'll tell you what I like, Jimmy. I love the competition. I love waking up on Mondays and Fridays and being excited to watch the show as opposed to being like, well, this week's probably going to be another dub for AEW. So I'm really, I wake up excited to cover WWE Raw now, and that's not something that I've felt in quite a long time. I felt it when there was the new rights fees deal, because I thought maybe they would be motivated. I felt it at the start of the pandemic because we didn't really have a lot to, you know, feel excited about. Felt it when they got their fans back, but then I just kept hearing excuses, Jimmy. Oh, we'll wait until they'll start at this time. They'll do this. No.
Yeah, and again, the interesting thing with Raw, again, was in terms of the matches, I wasn't all that excited this week.
Yeah,
because we've seen the Profits, Alpha Academy a bunch of times. We've seen Miz, Bobby Lashley. They had quite a few distractions in matches this week. And of course, everybody was kind of shitting all over the main event and the decision to put over Aaliyah and Raquel. But then at the same time, they had all of that great storyline-based stuff. Usually they wouldn't. Usually you'd be lucky if you got one good angle over a 3-hour Raw. And this week they had a bunch. So it kind of made up for some of the shortcomings in the ring.
Yeah. We've got a few more super chats, humper chats. Kieran says, is Drew coming out to Broken Dreams? I don't know. They used it for that promo though.
Saw that.
Nicholas says, do you see any big return at Clash? If so, who do you think? I don't know, because it might be hard to keep that secret on an international flight. You know what I mean? Obviously, it ain't going to be commercial, but I do think it's possible. Maybe Sasha and Naomi, if that's going to happen, but I'm not expecting it, honestly. Man with Beard says, make Rampage Live 2 hours long, toured the Midwest, West Coast. It'll do gangbusters with the same time slot. Now, I don't think that live in 2 hours will make that better in that time slot.
Is he suggesting 10 to 12?
Yeah, that'd be tough.
No, that's not going to work.
That'd be real tough.
Yeah, and even 9 to 11 on a Friday, it's a tough night. Tough time.
Yeah,
tough
I mean, night. Plus, we'll be looking at 4 hours of wrestling there.
Right.
Joel says, okay, well, since you can't go with it, I'm going to do this. Gun to your head. You have to choose. Do you think Bray ends up in WWE by the end of the year? What percentage do you give him showing up? In WWE, I'd say 50% now. But I thought they would like almost immediately bring him in. Happy birthday, Sean, says PVB. Do you know how involved TK has been with Fulham lately? They've had a great return to the Premier League, and I wonder if it's taken TK's care and attention away from AEW's booking. I am not the guy to ask about that. I hope that maybe somebody else in our chat has. I'm not a big soccer football guy. I'm an American football guy, but I haven't necessarily heard anything in regards to that, but maybe somebody in the chat can provide you an answer. I'm sorry that I can't, because that was a very generous super chat. Dante says, whether you're an AEW or WWE fan, we can all agree on one thing. Having Tyrus in the main event is a bad idea. Oh, that was such a bad idea.
Yeah, I saw that.
Such a bad idea. Jimmy, let's talk more about wrestling. We've got a few more super chats, but.
Well, so Clash of the Castle, I want to get your thoughts on something that WrestleVotes reported, because they're usually pretty bang on with a lot of their stuff. WrestleVotes reported that for the first time in a long time, there have been discussions about Roman Reigns dropping the titles. Now, Raw is doing pretty good without a world champion, but imagine if they had a world champion every week. What do you think the odds are that Drew McIntyre walks out? I still feel like it'll be a scenario where Roman is defending one belt and loses, as opposed to losing both. But what's your feeling on Drew walking out of Clash at the Castle with the belts?
I think if anything, he walks out with one belt. Now, I mean, we have seen WWE do this countless times, right? Where people hit a major milestone, then immediately afterwards they lose. Like we saw it with the New Day breaking the record. We've seen it with people hitting the 1 year mark and then they lose. But I don't think you take both titles off of Roman, because I think that only it's not a step forward, it's a step to the side.
Agreed.
Drew, I'm okay with Drew winning. I'm completely fine with that. It's just a matter of, I want a champion on both shows. I'm tired of watching a show a week that doesn't have the top champion on it, especially one that's 3 hours long. I think Drew deserves it, though. He should have his moment in front of fans, but it needs to be booked right. Because to me, the person who beats Roman Reigns
yep.
for the first time in over 2.5 years should be somebody that absolutely needs it. I don't know what Drew McIntyre gains more than what he already has off of winning that. Not to say it's not big for him. It's just like, damn.
I mean, it helped the show because he's there every week, you know?
Yeah.
And do you think that they would consider, let's say that McIntyre wins the titles, do you think that they would consider having Austin Theory cash in and win one of them, not both of them? And now you've got them separated. Do you think they would consider doing that? Because Theory's not anywhere near ready to be a world champion.
Sorry, what was the towards the tail end of that? I cut out a little bit.
So let's say that McIntyre wins the belts uh-huh. and sure. he's a full timer. He's there every week.
Yes.
They still have one champion. Do you think they consider having Theory cash in, but he only cashes in for one belt, not both of them?
So I mean, my temperature on Theory has changed a little bit after what we saw on Monday. That was such a more natural promo. It was the best work he's ever done, I think, in that regard. So I would like to see more of that. But if Drew wins, I would like for him to win one title, because Roman can be on the other show. He can part-time it and be on SmackDown on Fridays, and that's fine.
Problem is, isn't the match for both?
I don't know. That you could do a lot of things there. It's pro wrestling. It's scripted. The wise man could say it was only for one title. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of ways. They could do a dusty finish. Look who Triple H... I mean, my God. Triple H ran a performance center and had Dusty Rhodes teaching a lot of these kids everything. So I could absolutely see something like that happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All out. Everybody's speculating on MJF. What are your thoughts?
I would love to see it. It'd be good business for us. It would be a nightmare on Twitter for me, for people who don't know how to read. But I'll say this. I'm very glad Wardlow did that interview this week with Stephanie Chase of Digital Spy, where he outright admitted he had no idea if he was wrestling a match as of Sunday. And I keep saying this, time will be very kind to Fightful on the MJF story, and the timeline of events and what happened and what was real and what wasn't real. I have not heard from MJF since 2 days after that promo. People in the company haven't heard from him since that promo. And I'm talking like his close friends haven't heard from him, to the point to where I'll have some of them be like, is dude okay? And I'm like, I don't know. So as far as inside information, right now I don't have any. I'm sure if he pops up, well, boy, that flow of information will start coming. But I don't know. And I've still not heard anything. I've heard one person claim that Tony was like, oh, he's got a new deal and he'll be back. But why would Tony say that to anybody, right? Like, if that were true, why would he tell somebody, much less somebody who's involved in the line of work that we are, which is what I heard. So I don't know. I'm not buying that I was told, and it wasn't by a very reliable source. So
Okay.
Corey David says, will Dempsey look real good in the ring wrestling like his father, but looks like a young Kenny Omega? I mean, there's a lot of those people that grow up and they watch wrestling and they see it firsthand. Like, I think the Ass Boys get the body language aspect of it so well. And I always thought Billy Gunn was one of those people that got body language really well. Osmosis. So I'm not surprised by that. Ryan says, hey, Sean, happy birthday. Know anything about the finish to the women's tag title match? Saw Dakota tweet at Triple H. Makes me think it was planned. I would say it was. It seems an awful lot like it. I mean, Dakota's out there tweeting about it. So that makes an awful lot of sense to me. But I still haven't been given a definitive answer as of yet.
When you say planned, what do you mean it was planned?
It was supposed to be a screwy finish where she pinned the illegal woman.
I got it. You know, one thing I want to say about that. So obviously, you know, watching the match, I thought Dakota and Neil were going to win. I think like everybody else did. I went back and watched it, and I'm not saying that this was a giveaway. Aaliyah got very emotional coming out. Did you see that?
I did.
So she got very emotional. She actually started
crying. She threw up during her debut. So
okay, but she started crying in the aisle. Yeah. And like when they were coming out, and Raquel gave her a hug. And when I went back and watched that, I thought to myself, okay, clearly they were going to win and her emotions were getting the best of her, I suppose. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I mean, let me ask you this actually about Raw. This just popped in my head.
Okay.
Why did a lot of people for some reason make themselves believe that Sasha and Naomi were coming back on Raw when nothing was ever promoted?
Because there had been reliable wrestling news reporters that had said, oh, well, it's imminent. They're back on the roster. And I'm not trying to throw them under the bus, but I was told they're not back on the internal roster. And then there were some certainly throw it at the wall and see if it sticks people saying, oh, they'll come back. They're coming back tonight. And we had not heard anything. In fact, on our Raw notes, I had posted that I hadn't even heard that they were back on the internal roster yet. Brent Lockman says, Tyrus and Control Your Narrative feels like a vortex of a terrible that nobody asked for ever. They're definitely trying to appeal to a certain demographic over there in NWA.
What demo is that?
Daniel says, do you think Triple H will bring people in for one match a la Liger? Would love to see Ricochet and Ospreay at Mania. I don't think New Japan's going to – I think they're going to stick with working with AEW for now. But I think Triple H will bring in big names if he can. Caden says MJF returning tonight if time permits.
If time permits, I saw that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Bridget, thank you so much for the generous super chat. It says, who do you think AEW will put in the casino ladder match? So we might go a little over time here, but this person sent an incredibly generous super chat, and I want it to get some time. So let me look at it. Sammy makes a lot of sense. I think that's a smart one. Ethan Page makes an awful lot of sense. I think that one would be pretty good. Members of Best Friends, if they don't make it, Matt Hardy could pop up in there. But then there's, you know, there's people like that. If we're talking about a roster that might be at full strength, I don't know. Has Jeff Hardy completed his situation yet?
What about Darby? Darby hasn't been, is he booked?
He's not booked. He said, we'll find out on August 31st, but Darby could be one. The Lucha Brothers are out there. Listen, hear me out. I want Sting in it. He can do his spots. Yeah. They can minimize it. He can work like maybe 4 or 5 minutes. So I would love it. Let's say 6. Andrade, Sting, Darby, Ethan Page, Phoenix, Buddy Matthews is who I want in it. God, there's so many options, too.
I about Buddy Matthews, too, yeah.
There's so many freaking options.
Miro. Miro's not booked either, is he?
I think Miro's going to end up facing Malakai Black. That was the plan.
Okay.
The plan was that. But, I mean, again, I don't know if Malakai's good to go. Somebody's saying he's still injured. I didn't know about that, but man, that would suck. I'd hate to hear that. Mm-hmm. Who is the Joker? Maybe Joe. Yeah, Joe could be the Joker. And Jeff Hardy could be the Joker, for the love of God. I don't know how he's doing physically. This is not me reporting he's going to come back. Yep. It could be somebody like that. It could be, you know, somebody who's been sidelined for quite a while. It could be Adam Cole, for the love of God. Like, there's a whole lot of options there. And I mean, right now, Santana's injured. He's not coming back anytime soon. You got Darius Martin. He's not coming back anytime soon. So, I mean, like, there are still some people there that could pop up. Somebody jokingly said Hornswoggle. He had back surgery last week. Get well soon to Hornswoggle.
I saw that.
Joker should be Hiromu Takahashi. I would love it if the Joker was Hiromu Takahashi. That would be incredible. How long before the women get a casino ladder match? I would do it this year. I would do it at the end of the year. Create some buzz for them. Tell some stories within for that.
Yeah, they got enough girls now. They got enough girls. I mean, at least, you know, Jade Cargill Athena should be interesting, but yeah, we've talked about the usage of the women's performers, you know, just not good enough.
A few more Humper chats. Daniel says, or actually we just read that one. Tempo says, shouldn't Rampage be judged based on other shows in its time slot, not the night overall or primetime shows? Yeah, you could argue that. You could definitely argue that, but there aren't really any wrestling shows on at that hour. I mean,
I can't see. They're getting a 0.11 in the key demo.
Yeah.
That's shit.
It ain't so great. It ain't great, but I don't disagree with that. I mean, you could say it should be, but there's nothing else to compare it to. Kel says, has there been any talk of TK bringing in Jimmy Jacobs or Ryan Ward or a writer to help out with the storytelling? Well, Ryan Ward's in WWE, so no. Jimmy Jacobs is in Impact, so no. He says, TK is great at building the moments, but doesn't seem to know how to keep guys hot, i.e. Wardlow and Sammy. JR is a legend, but please no more. I would leave JR to one match per show, but they clearly value him in a different way. I'll say this. Wardlow, I mean, the MJF situation kind of screwed Wardlow. They had no idea what was going to happen leading into that Double or Nothing thing that was supposed to be Wardlow's night. And by the time Dynamite rolled around, he was like the 6th, 7th, 8th most talked about thing on that show. Rahav says, happy birthday, SRS. Any chance now that without Vince, WWE will let one of the wrestlers become a huge star of the caliber of Rock and Austin organically? Yes. I think that we're going to see a lot more of the stars being built than we do the marquee is the name type of thing. The marquee is the company. Corey says, Swerve, MJF is the Joker. I think that'd be an anticlimactic way to bring him back.
I think so too.
Jimmy, yeah. Anything else before we hop over to the list goes on FightfulSelect.com, where you all can go to get news on the rumored Full Gear location.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have a lot of on the list for the list goes on, so we're going to probably do some live Q&A or something, but I hope you had a good birthday. I hope you liked my announcement, and that's it, man. That's it.
Guys, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank everybody who participated in that birthday video. Jimmy, thank you for doing that. That means an awful lot. It's going to mean a lot more when I do tell my wife that I can expense a Dyson that she was looking at. So I'm just saying, hey, Shock says, any news on Lady Frost? How about FightfulSelect.com? I've got a big update that I just posted on Lady Frost. Her request for release was rejected. I can tell you Impact is not exactly thrilled with my report, but I've been asking for months. So I got at least one side of the story there. FightfulSelect.com. It is a juicy one. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.